Good morning. Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Ahead of the 2020 presidential election, the National Corn Growers Association is looking forward to serving as a resource for agricultural policy. Rural America is an extremely important electorate, and the ability to swing key states, including NCGA affiliate states and NCGA's membership, provides a unique perspective into the priorities of rural America. To help corn farmers evaluate how their policy priorities align with the two presidential campaigns, NCGA has prepared fact sheets for both the Trump and Biden campaigns. These materials are based off of policy plans and statements from each campaign website. NCGA is focused on helping farmers recover from the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic and, in the long term, increasing demand for U.S. corn. The two documents released outlined NCGA's ethanol, trade, sustainability, farm bill, regulatory, and infrastructure policy priorities against those of each campaign. As the election draws closer, NCGA will work with its membership to raise awareness of corn grower priorities for the presidential candidates. Corn growers can check their voter registration status, register to vote, and find more information about voting in their state at vote.org. USDA's Farm Service Agency announced that organic producers and handlers can apply for federal funds to assist with the cost of receiving and maintaining organic certification throughout the Organic Certification Cost Share Program. Applications for eligible certification expenses paid between October 1st and September 30th of this year are due October 31st. As investors rushed to pick up their shares of Vital Farms just a few minutes after it started trading on Friday afternoon, founder Matt O'Hare took a moment to share what he's learned about scaling his pasture-raised egg company from 20 hens to an IPO. He says he'd always be overcapitalized, O'Hare said during a live interview. Friday's public offering did exactly that, filling Vital's offers with $200 million and giving it a market cap of $1.3 billion at the close. Just 2 years ago, when Forbes profiled O'Hare in 2018, Vital Farms had raised $25 million in all at a valuation pitch book estimated at $136 million. Now, the largest pasture-raised egg brand in the U.S. and one of food industry's most anticipated IPOs, Vital Farms delivered, its shares soared 60%, closing at $35. Even before its public debut, it had to boost its opening stock price, initially planned between $15 to $17 to $22. Forbes reports the company's success proves that more ethical standards, like paying farmers and plant workers at a premium and not using futures contracts to hedge on prices, are appealing to consumers and investors. The National FFA organization selected 16 students from throughout the United States as finalists for its 2020 Top Achievement Awards: American Star Farmer, American Star in Agribusiness, American Star in Agricultural Placement, and American Star in Agriscience. A panel of judges will interview the finalists and select one winner from each award category for the 93rd National FFA Convention and Expo, which will be held virtually this fall. The four winners will be announced during the convention. Case IH, Elanco Animal Health, and Syngenta sponsor the American FFA Degree Recognition Program. American Star Farmer Cole Ketterling of Wishick, North Dakota, is one of them. Eric will be back with much more right after this.